Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim. Instructions of life, Torah Chesed. Instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. Instructions of mercies. Guess what? You're tuned into the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class, and this is Soul Class 500. So we're celebrating now our 500th show, program, or class. And today's program is entitled Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, presentation number 9. Blessed is our Creator, shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, our broadcast is right now live on July 2nd, 2015. It's 9:32 Eastern Standard Time from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. Program content will focus on sharing elucidations from Avhilo of Parich, a faithful student of the Mittler Rebbe, as it pertains to the key of Chassidus, Shar HaYuchud, the gate of unification. The call-in number to listen is now 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless you and loved ones peacefully and pleasantly, and please meditate on the following concepts on your own free time. Or even right now, Divine Creator, Divine Image, Torah Bible Class, Universal Redemption, Meditation, Inner Understanding, and last but not least, the Children of Israel and the Children of Noah preparing the world for the revelation of Divine Presence, Shekhinah. You're listening to the Generation of Redemption from Generation Redemption album from Blessed Prayer Partner and Soul Spirit and Mind and Body, Isaac Baton. Hopefully we'll see him tomorrow as we get ready to prepare for another Blessed Shabbat at the Beit Mazel Congregation of 1433 President Street, located between Kingston Avenue and Albany Avenue. So let's turn on the music, Rabbi Isaac, and on with the shoe. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac. Oh, there we go. Okay, blessed souls, let's go right into it. And I want to dedicate this program today towards anyone who, aside from uses meditation for relaxing exercise, which I firmly promote, also should access the more cognitive aspects of meditation, which is why this program was brought about. Also, it was requested of me to present some sort of body of information for Blessed Brother Dave Tuttle, a Facebook friend. And this is dedicated to you as well, Dave, because you're the one that basically sparked on this class. Blessed souls, during program presentation number 8, we discussed two general levels of a cognitive atypical faculty called Das, Dat, and how it subdivides into what is known as Dat or Das Tachton and Dat or Das Elyon. Now, Das Elyon, which in and of itself subdivides into three general levels, dash qualities, which can eventually culminate in human beings appreciating the essence and being of any Torah concept, producing a quality of tainug, pleasure, spiritual, intellectual, emotional pleasure, due to essential soul perception of the essence of being of any Torah concept. And this quality of tanug affects a human being's desire concerning any Torah concept to seek out that concept continually. Now, when we use the word continually and connect to the concept of seeking out a Torah concept without ceasage, continually within the context, if not every moment, at least within a proximity of time, which testifies concerning any human being, and I want to give an example of the idea of something which is called Talmud, but not necessarily every second of the day. In the time that the Holy Temple stood in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, there was a type of sacrifice, animal offering, called the Korban Tamid, which was offered up in the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and was burned up completely to the Most High to make a atonement for the wrongful thoughts of the nation of Israel. The morning offering was offered to atone for the improper thoughts of the night before, and the afternoon offering was offered for the improper thoughts which could have, heaven forbid, manifested from the morning until the afternoon. It was on a daily basis, and therefore it was called Tomid. So Tomid can also mean a daily activity, not necessarily relating to every second. Now, when an individual, he or she, engage in thinking, speaking to oneself via learning material previously accessed, or even learning new Torah-based information about that Torah concept, he or she can merit to a glorious point of consciousness, to the point that he or she can elicit some aspect, some quality, a practical form of implementation, can elicit some aspect of the essence of the Torah concept, and understanding that what they're learning is actually a revelation of godliness of the Torah concept, with the qualities of oneg, the godliness of experience of delight, and ratzon, the godliness experience of ratzon, which is embedded eternally into any Torah concept. And concerning the essence of the revelation of the ratzon benefesh, the desire within your blessed souls, as a continual basis towards a Torah concept we're engaging in, now in a discussion about talents or sensitivities, and basically what we've been talking about when we get to the highest level of Das Elyon, the other two levels were mentioned in the previous program presentation number 8. For those of you who did not hear program presentation 8, you can access it by going to Blog Talk Radio. I'm just typing in Donzusya Goodman, Donzusya, and Goodman, spelled like the Noodle Company. And for those who don't know about the Noodle Company or the Matzah Company, Goodman. With that being said, we're talking about at this level of Das Elyon, or Das Elyon, is to the point where you desire a Torah concept, a level of knowledge of godliness. The question then becomes, based on your sensitivity, your talent, is how much do you want to be connected to that concept at the point that you are cognitively aware of the fact you're connected to it. Now, in Rev Hillel's elucidation, he brought as sort of like a matter-of-fact little nugget of information, which I first learned about 20 years ago, blessed souls, as a teaching that was given over to him or shared with him by an individual by the name of Rav Zalman Zesmer, who was a devotee to the first Chabad Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and the first officially established Rebbe Admor in the city of Lubavitch, which was in Belarus in White Russia. Rav Zalman Zesmer taught Rav Hillel, and Rav Hillel couldn't have been more than 20 plus years in his 20s when he heard this teaching, and he just brought it in this elucidation about Os Aleph, the first chapter of the Shar Yuchud, the Gate of Unification. All this is, we're talking in this context because of the fact that the second Rebbe, the first official living Rebbe to be living in Lubavitch, Dov Ber, Shneor, wanted to have an understanding of unifications. So, in order to better understand his teaching, because they're very terse in many areas of the book Shar Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, Rav Hillel is elucidating, and now we're going to an elucidation, and accessing in an allegorical fashion from a teaching that, again, Rav Zalman Zesmer shared with Rav Hillel Meparch concerning what are known as the Zion Tikuni Gugalta, or Gugelis, which are a type of sensitivities or talents which are embedded within this level called skull. Now we know, or at least I've learned, that when the human skull does not develop properly because of calcium deficiencies, vitamin D deficiencies, that the lack of proper expansion of the human skull, actually, Hashem have mercy, this should never happen to any more human beings in the future, it actually inhibits the cognitive development of the human being, and that cognitive development is so important to the development of the overall package of whoever he or she will be as a fully actualized human being during their blessed life experience. But the Zohar looks into these matters in a deeper dimension. And therefore, I'm going to be speaking until the end of the program, basically, blessed souls, in an allegorical form. Because if I were to share directly through just a straight translation of what the Zion Tikkuni Gugalta are, as mentioned and is elucidated upon in the Holy Zohar, Zohar HaKodesh, in Parshat Truma, which is found in the book of Exodus, Sefer Shemot, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Beit, the 176th page on the second side, it would be very hard for many people to access these teachings without first learning the Aramaic and the Hebrew, because most of the teaching is in Aramaic. And therefore, again, I'm going to allegorize what in this form, which I think is digestible, and hopefully my ultimate intent, blessed souls, is that you become aroused to want to investigate these matters to see if this information is applicable for you, if you are interested to pursue the cognitive form of meditation, which is also known as Panimiyat Bina, inner understanding, Iyun, analysis, and his bonus, which the world commonly just calls with one word terse fashion, meditation. So we're dealing with a type of source of divine light, concealed and yet enclosed, a type of, as we would say, Atik Yomin Slabesh Ba'atik Arech Anpin, that the source of all divine desire encloses itself within the source of all of desire. We're talking about holy desires. And is identified as the crown of divine source of desire, Keter La'atik Arech Anpin, the crown to Arech Anpin. And if you, I guess you want to learn more about Keter, that's K-E-S-S-E-R, or C-E. S-S-E-R, and Arech Anpin would be A-Resh-I-N-C-H, and then A-N-P-I-N. So this crown to Arech Anpin, which connects the secrets of the divine source of hidden cognitive activity, which contains within itself a divine source of Du, which is called in Hebrew Tal. We talk about do, we're not saying talking about D-O, we're talking about D-E-W, which merits to have embedded within itself the distinct letters, the three distinct letters, which constitute and configure to form the ineffable name, Yud followed by a He, followed by a Vav, followed by a He. And if we were to phonetically spell out each letter, we would spell out the Yud as Yud, Vav, Dalid, and then the Hey is Hey and Aleph. and the Vav spelled out phonetically in this configuration, Vav Aleph Vav. The Yud Vav Dalet has a value of 20. The Hey and the Aleph has a value of 6. 20 plus 6 is 26. And then Vav is a value of 6. Aleph is a value of 1. And Vav is a value of 6. That's 13. 26 plus 13 equals 29, which equals, by the way, the mathematical computation of the two letters of Lashon HaKodesh, Tes and Lamed, which is Tau, which is Du. The Tes having a numerical value of 9, and Lamed having a numerical value of 30. So 39 equals 39. So that's why one of the reasons why we can understand how the source of Du, which is an act of mercy from the Creator, emanates out from a reconfiguration of the three letters used to formulate the ineffable name of the Creator, which that name serves as a source of all mercy. Now, when this occurs, this subconscious is constantly occurring, but when we become aware of it, we're talking about a refinement of the atmosphere of Avir, which, by the way, is spelled Aleph Vav Resh, which has the numerical value of 207, the Aleph being 1, the Vav being, actually, Aleph Vav Resh, there would be Yud Neretz. So we'll take back what I was just going to say. But we're going to try to connect it to the idea of secret, but secret has the value of 207, and this has the numerical value of 217. For those of you who can spell Hebrew, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we're talking about a continual refinement of the atmosphere of Avir, which serves as a type of atmospheric membrane, which, when purified to the extent which is required at any one point within existential time of the more normative recognized perceptions of past, present, and future time frames. So we're talking about a type of existentiality which is not necessarily related to, as we understand, present time frame sequencing. There is a divine now beyond what we normally would call time measurement. So when this existential time above the more normative recognized perceptions of past, present, and future time frames illuminates all levels of hidden cognitive activity, yet we only, when connecting to this elevated level of consciousness, are then only allowed and are privy to only a sliver of such human cognitive activity, the proverbial light bulb which suddenly flashes above our heads, as depicted in modern cartoon presentations, empowering human beings with a new sense of perception to broaden our comprehension of a Torah concept we are studying or potentially starting to interface with the source for arriving at a solution to an issue which our blessed lives are dealing with them, these issues, or reconsidering how to better understand a Torah concept, whereby another realm of consciousness chains downwardly as hairs extend upwardly from the scalp, and if given the opportunity for continued growth, these same hairs, after growing upwardly, then descend in a manner that denotes victory and splendor, Netzach V'Hod. However, this victory and splendor, Netzach V'Hod, are concealed until prayers are uttered by Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, until the energy contained within our prayers generates within Creator's blessings a favorable time or moment to elicit ultimately all forms of bounty, -material, -spiritual, -cognitive, -last but not least emotional forms of bounty, expansiveness, flexibility, plasticity, all the while as the eternal source of divine visionary perception, divinely open-eyed consciousness monitors this blessed creation, guarding continually all configurations of wisdom and understanding, continually empowering, nurturing, and expanding each other's influence concerning the eternal relationship between all forms of male and female cognitive relationships. Ha-partzufim shel, Yichudim ben Abba ve'ima Chochma Bina. As this divinely ordered connection chains down within the worlds of intellect, thought, speech, and action, Olam Atzilut, Olam Machashava, Olam Adibor, Olam Maisa, while simultaneously a divinely mandated pillar, internally hallowed, within its divine design, allowing for the sovereignty of supernal realms of godliness, Elokut, divinity, to be the source for all forms of pleasure, holy in intent, and accessible for human beings dedicated to serving Creator with a sense of pleasure, according to human measure. Meaning, blessed souls, not only do we want to serve the Creator out of what we call Kabbalat Ol, out of a sense of accepting the yoke, Kabbalat Ol Malka Shemaim, accepting the yoke of the kingship of heaven, we want to do it because it is truly a pleasurable experience if we seek out that pleasure as it is rooted in godliness, not just for the sake of fulfilling our fleshly desires, although there is a way which is certainly commendable according to Torah standards, eternal Torah standards, that we must take care of our physical body needs, we must make sure that we wear the proper clothing, eat the proper food, have proper relationships with other human beings. And this, all of these experiences can, in potential, be pleasurable experiences, not just mundane activities. But again, that takes a lot of Torah study, a lot of prayer for such experiences, and acts of kindness to sensitize ourselves and re-educate our animal tendencies to be subdued to our truly human tendencies, which our truly human tendencies are uniquely configured with our divine image, our Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream, blessed souls. So for those human beings who are dedicated to serving Creator with a sense of pleasure according to human measure, as divine forms of exhalation and inhalation, understood allegorically, as we are trying to share a teaching from the Zohar, from Parshat Truma, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, as was shared with us by Rav Hillel Meparch, as it was explained to him by Rav Zalman Zesmer, via inhalation and exhalation, via the two blessed nostrils, as we understand it within our human lives, the two blessed nostrils of a human being's ability to understand what's being hinted to. But again, truly to be understand what's being hinted to by identifying the human nostril inhalation, exhalation experience, one has to go to the source of these teachings in the Zohar, as we just mentioned, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, Amud Beis, and Parshat Truma. So, in this process of nostril inhalation, exhalation, there are aroused various configurations of 10 concealed divine conduits, known as the Eser Sfirot, the 10 Sfirot. Again, conduit is a good way of explaining it tersely. Located within the realm of the source of divine desire, towards being a receptacle of divine delight, Atik Yamin, and transferring, again, as we mentioned earlier, some sliver of this divine delight through the universe of cause and effect relationships, Olam Ila V'Olo, Olam Ased Hashtal Shalut, enabling human being blessed garments, Levusha Neshama, the garments of the soul, namely the three general garments, thought, speech, and action, Machashava, Dibor, Umaisa, to become unified with expanding and elevated realms of human intellect / emotions, becoming all the more conscious of the fact that Hashem / Creator and Hashem's Or, the light, the true divine consciousness of Creator, which is way beyond our consciousness, are in fact all hinted to and divinely embedded within the first seven words of the Torah, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. In the beginning, the Creator created the heaven and the earth, which is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, which is alluding to these Zion Tikkuni Gugalta, or Gugelis. So, blessed souls, this is where we're basically going to end. I contemplated many times, why should I share information that perhaps for most people it will seem so way out there, like a spiritual roller coaster ride with more dips than ascensions? Because I'm asking you to consider, when you interact with this information, to become blessed by the Creator, with Creator's blessings, to do more research into what we're talking about, and to understand that this is talking about within the context of the umbrella concept of his Bonanot meditation, Iyun, analytical Torah study, and Penimiyat Binah, inner understanding, as was presented to the human family experience almost 200 years ago by the Mittler Rebbe, a direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon, who wielded these words to educate the masses to become more consciousness of godliness through their cognitive faculties. So with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to end with a music by Let Us Be Friends by David Dohm. I just want to mention as well, thanks to all those who gave me very positive feedback based on a brief presentation we placed on Facebook, where you see me interacting with Ben Noah, scholar Ron Williams, an activist, as we talked about matters relating to who should learn Torah, and as well for the continuing emotional, positive feedback I get from friends on Facebook and otherwise, and from Bonim, from here to all the way to Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. And with that being said, let us be friends, blessed souls. Tomorrow I also want to mention that hopefully, we didn't program it yet, hopefully from 12 to 1:30 tomorrow, I hope to be joined by Alan W. Cecil, who is the author of Secular by Design. Hopefully some other surprise call-in guest hosts to talk within the context of Alan's book, to look at the Constitution of the United States as Alan understands it in relation to the seven Noahide commandments. So I hope that will be a matter that you'll be able to tune in. Hopefully later tonight we will program it into our Blessed Blog Talk Radio Network and cut and paste into Facebook, maybe even to Google Plus as well. With that being said, Let Us Be Friends by David Dohm, who will take us home to help us realize Hateva Tov Lehetiv, the nature of the good to do good, to empower us to do what is right and never give up the fight to defeat apathy with brotherly or sisterly human love, and to understand our Tzelem Elokim, our divine image is no dream, and may all this transpire in a way of Ahav Echad, one love, Goel Echad, one destiny, Kolano for all of us, Badar Chinom, in a pleasant way, Darki Shalom, in a peaceful way, Laham Shich, to be continued by Ezer Hashem, with the help of the Most High. Take care, everyone.
Listen up.